It doesn't make any difference with God. He knows and He understands we're weak. So we can just lie and steal and cheat, commit adultery, fornicate, and do all these things we want to do, and we're still going to die and go to heaven. You don't have to go to church. I'm telling you, that's all a lie. That does not line up with the Word of God. The Word of God tells us what to do. If we don't do what the Word of God says, then even though we're Christians, a curse will come upon us. Because He just got through telling us what not to do. And then He told us what to do. And then He says, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things we were just talking about, these evil, wicked things that Christians can do if you want to do it, but He tells you not to do it. He said, because of those things, the wrath of God or the curse of God is going to come upon the children of disobedience. To keep the wrath of God from coming upon you, you must walk holy before God. Now, there is a sin unto death. And all sin is unrighteousness, so don't go there in any of it. I've had a lot of people over the years ask me, what is a sin unto death? Well, in 1 John chapter 5, starting with about verse 14 or 15, you'll see that God promised to answer our prayers and do anything we ask Him to do, providing we walk in obedience to His Word. But then He starts telling us, if we sin a sin unto death, you shall not pray about that. Everybody wants to know, what is a sin unto death? Well, in the New Testament, at least for two people, lying to the Holy Spirit about money happened to be a sin unto death. Both those people died when they lied to God about their resources, about their money. And instead of just giving a tithe, they said they want to give it all. But they didn't give it all. They only gave a part of it. Now, it was theirs, Peter said. You could have done what you wanted. You could have kept it all. Or you could have given God whatever you wanted to, and He would have been okay. But when you lied to Him, He didn't like that. And it cost those people their life. I don't know in every case what the sin unto death is. I know the sin of lying is not the sin unto death every time. Because if it had been, I know in my life I have told some lies. I know under certain conditions at certain times I've told people things that was not the truth. I don't know why we do those kind of things. We shouldn't. We should always tell the truth. Or at least to the best of our ability, we should tell the truth. Because God said, be truthful. When we lie, we open the door to the devil. And he comes in to steal, kill, and to destroy. So, men and women that live like this, that live in this life of fornication, adultery, and all bitterness and strife and all those things, uncleanliness, coarse joking, jesting, we need to check out our life and make sure we're born again. If we are, then we need to stop doing those things. Because he says, the wrath of God will come upon those that do those things. And, of course, that the wrath of God will be brought upon you when it is. It will be the demonic forces of hell that will be loosed upon you to steal, kill, and to destroy. I don't like any of those, so I don't want to go there. So as a Christian, I'd much rather walk in love, walk in obedience, walk like Christ did, and be blessed in everything I do instead of be cursed. In verse 7, he told us, be not you therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are the light of the Lord, and you are children of the light, so walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of the darkness or of the devil, but rather reprove them. In other words, when you as a born-again Christian see somebody that you know is doing something that's wrong, that does not line up with the Word of God, tell them. You know, go to them and talk to them in love and tell them what they're doing is wrong. Now, sometimes they won't receive it. But that's okay. At least you've done your part. when you try your best to be an example and you walk in love to people, as you walk in love to all people, people will listen to you more than they will if you're out there living in sin and you're jesting and joking and all the things. You're living a covetous life. If you're living like that, then it's not going to do any good for you to try to talk to somebody else, because they're not going to listen to you. You're going to have to be an example of Jesus before people's going to listen. And you're going to have to be an example of Jesus before Jesus is going to listen too. When you're living in sin, he's not going to answer your prayer. The reason you need prayer and you need healing is because you've not been obedient to the word. What you need to do is walk in faith and walk in love. And listen to the word. For he says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness or of the devil, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. So don't talk about those things. Don't say the kind of things they say. Don't talk those evil things. Don't use those words of profanity that they use. Don't tell their dirty jokes. Just don't go there with what those people do. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake, you that sleeps, awake, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, if you don't believe the days are evil, all you got to do is just read a newspaper, pick up a magazine, or go to a movie. That's all you got to do to see the days are evil. The evil is everywhere. All you got to do is turn on a computer. The wrong things coming on the internet, if you don't have the proper blocking materials to block out the pornography, the pornography will come in on your website. It will come in on your emails. It will come in on your internet if you're not careful. You can't hardly buy a decent magazine anymore. They're all got evil things in them. Newspapers are the same way. And for sure, television. Television that's secular has so many foul, perverse things. I don't listen to it anymore at all. I just don't listen. If I can't listen to Christian television, I just don't hardly listen or watch television. Because we're supposed to redeem the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be you not unwise, but understand what the will of God is. And be not drunk with wine. The Lord says, be not drunk with wine. Well, let me tell you, the best way to be not drunk with wine is don't drink any of it. I mean, if you want to have a glass of wine or a glass of beer, that's your business as a Christian. But usually the devil has no problem with people, especially young people, if he can get you to drinking one glass of wine with your friends, then you'll drink two, and the next time you'll drink three, and then the next time you'll drink a half a dozen, and then you're drunk. And then if you don't get killed or kill somebody else on the road, you'll be fortunate. And then there's those kind of people that drink all the time, and they think, I'm okay, I can handle my liquor. But that's a lie from the pit of hell too. There's something that people don't know, most people don't know. I was an airline pilot, and I was trained in aviation. And so I know what hypoxia is. It's a lack of oxygen to the brain. In most airplanes that you fly in, commercial jets, you fly at very high altitudes. Most people do not even understand the cabins are pressurized in those airplanes so you can breathe. If you were to go to 35,000 feet and you didn't have a pressurized cabin, you couldn't live more than about 15 to 20 seconds. If you had an explosive decompression at 35,000 feet, you only have just a few seconds of useful consciousness. That's what happens to you when you drink alcohol. The more you drink, the more the oxygen in your brain is displaced. And your brain begins to think that you're doing better when you're really doing worse, because it cannot react. But yet it thinks it's okay. So that's why people get out on the road driving too fast, too reckless, going down the road the wrong way and everything else, and they have no idea what they're doing. And that's how they get killed and how they kill other people's, and that's how we have 100,000 people a year that's either maimed or injured or killed in automobile accidents with a driver that's under the influence of alcohol. I hate the stuff. I don't mind telling you. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to drink it. I don't want it in my house. I can't stand it. It killed my sister. A carload of drunks killed my sister and another girl, and they'd never drinking a drop in their life. I hate what alcohol does. So I don't want it in my house. I don't want to be around it. The stuff destroys human beings. When the Lord says, be not drunk with wine, let me tell you, the best thing to do is stay as far from that stuff as you can. Then you won't have that problem. Because if you allow the devil to get you started with alcohol, first thing you know, he's going to have a foothold on you, and then you're going to go from alcohol, probably going to go to drugs, and then heavy drugs, and first thing you know, you're either going to be dead or you're going to be in prison, or something devastating is going to happen to you, or you're going to get a bunch of tickets and you're going to be short a whole lot of money, or you're going to be in jail. But that's the devil's world. That's what he wants you to do. The Lord tells you what to do. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. If you want to get drunk on something, read this book. Open the Word of God. Just drink it. Drink it up. Fill yourself up. As you read and meditate on the Word of God, you're drinking in the water of life. And you can get so drunk on this Word, it'll just set you on high. It'll put you on a high like you've never imagined. It will put you into a realm where you can walk with God and do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. And it all comes from being filled with the Word of God. Don't kill off your time with the world. Read the Word. Study it. Meditate on it. Then he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. If you will meditate on these things and do what these things say, you will have a blessed life.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.